Well, rationing was a very fair system, in as much as you had a ration book, which had lots and lots of little tiny half, about half the size of postage stamps, which you cut out with scissors. You took your ration book to your local grocer. In my case, my grandfather had the grocer shop, so I had an insight into the way it worked. And he would say, you want your cheese, you want your bacon, you want all the essential items, without exception, were on ration. Butter, margarine, sugar, bacon, I could go on, couldn't I? Any dried fruit. Never really had dried fruit, because it was an imported item and it didn't come very often. There was no fresh fruit, only what you ever had yourselves, what you grew, things like that. Bananas and oranges and that, you never saw those. They were just not there.
Mm-hmm.
But the local people in, I'm talking about Burden now, just the same in Clavering, what they grew on their allotments and didn't want themselves, they took down the shop to sell. My grandfather bought them from them and then resold them at a profit. But it did distribute to people that didn't have allotments. They could buy fresh food always at the shop. Butter was cut up into 2-ounce sections. A single ration for a single lady or man who was living on their own was 2 ounces of butter a week, mm-hmm. half a pound of sugar. But most of the people had a connection with somebody working on the land. Now, land workers got special rations. They got a pound of cheese, or 3/4 pound at the very least, of cheese a week, and certain other basics that I can't remember, because being just a boy myself. But one thing I do remember was probably on a Saturday, because I'd be over at Burden with my mother over there on a Saturday. My sister and I would always go over on the Saturdays. My grandfather on a Saturday evening would lay all the ration coupons out on the, because he had to collate them and count them, all the different sort of tea, sugar, all little tiny coupons. And I can remember quite clearly at one time, he got them all laid out on the table, and probably about 200 or 300 little scraps of paper that he got across, and he did an enormous sneeze and blew the whole damn lot from here to eternity. And I never heard, my grandfather Smither never swore very much, but he certainly did that day. And I helped him pick them up and reposition them, shall we say.